Christmas to you all. It's good to see you. Hi, Wayne. Good to see you on the top. Hi. Do take the opportunity to do a gentle wave. We all have to be facing the same direction generally, but you're allowed to say hi and happy Christmas, and it's so good to see you. It struck me as I was coming preparing this morning, that not everybody is where they want to be. Some of us here would normally be somewhere else. There would others who would want to be here. When we get home, we might be there when we should have been away, or there'd be others who are due to come to us who won't be, and so on. And then I thought about that. There was someone else who was not where he wanted to be. It was never in Jesus' plan, and certainly not in Mary and Joseph's plan, to have to walk 70 miles, the equivalent of going from Paignton to Minehead, when you're 9 months pregnant, to have a baby. And when you get there, you don't have any room in the guest room, because your relatives, who are fairly distant anyway, and they never were your favourite relatives, they didn't let you in to their guest room upstairs, and so you're downstairs with the animals. So if you've got a sense this morning that you're not where you ought to be, it struck me you're in good company. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for Christmas Day, an opportunity to celebrate your love shown in the sending of your Son, born as a vulnerable little baby in exactly the right place at the right time, although nobody really knew it at the time. Thank you that you are watching over us now, and whether we're here or whether we're scattered around the place listening to this recording, we thank you that you are with us and for us, and you love us. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we have been blessed over the last few weeks with the opportunity to prepare for Christmas. And one of the ways we have prepared for Christmas is lighting our Advent candles. Now, we've been particularly blessed because we've had a family, the Jessup family. We've got the complete family here today, as far as I'm aware. So we've got Paul and Liz and Connie and Sophia and David. And so we've got the whole team, but I've given them the morning off apart from one. Okay, so we're going to light these candles now. And this Advent wreath is all about Jesus. So I'm going to test you again. The last time, who's this candle for? The patriarchs. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Their seed was Jesus. Their descendant was Jesus. Who's this one for? The prophets. And they spoke the word about Jesus who was to come. Who's this one for?
John the Baptist.
Oh, they're good, aren't they? Everyone's really good. John the Baptist, who prepared the way. A cousin of Jesus, preparing the way. And on Sunday, we lit this one. Who's this one for?
Mary.
And Mary's part is quite obvious. A baby needs a mother. But today is the best day. So who's going to come up and light the middle one? Dave, you going to come and do this? Middle one?
Got it.
Go on, yeah, good man. You're the one we can trust not to get burnt. So please, this is Dave, please light the middle candle for us. And who's it for?
Jesus.
We have a standing joke in this church that if you don't know the answer to any question, try Jesus, because it's probably the right one. And thank you. Would you like to blow that out? Yeah. You can. Try again. This is the year that it's been impossible to blow out candles. You've got a good mask then. That's a really good mask you've got. I don't know if I've got one that's as good a quality as that. It's all about Jesus. Today is all about... So if you're enjoying your turkey or your pigs in blankets or your nut roast or whatever else you're doing, when you have your 50th chocolate or your fifth brandy, whatever it might be, who is it all about? It's all about Jesus. So, before we do anything else, we are invited to adore Jesus, to worship Jesus. Other things we'll hear a bit about today, we're going to discover and so on, as we always do when we come to God's Word. But this is particularly an opportunity to worship Jesus. Leslie, bring them down there. We'll have those up in a moment. And so, as always, we can't sing, but are we not getting good at humming? Yes. And I heard some beautiful humming yesterday. Did anybody else see Carols from Kings with the Kings Singers? Oh, they were good hummers. So, oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful humming. So this is O Come All Ye Faithful with all four verses. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. So let's stand if you want to, but let's worship. We have much to be thankful for those who have recorded their songs of praise so they can lead us on days like today. We can express worship, adoration for the Lord in many different ways. And one of the ways in which we do that is by giving him our money. And of course, it's all his money anyway. And so we're only giving part of it back. And today, in addition to the offering from the regular members of the church that has been put on the offering plate, there's an offering for Rowcroft Hospice. All the cash that's given today is going to Rowcroft Hospice. We normally have a thank offering in November, and that has been postponed. But it was going to be for Rowcroft Hospice. We didn't know at the time that our sister Gay, a deacon of the church, would die in Rowcroft, and her funeral was yesterday. And the care that she received was so wonderful, was such a blessing. And Leslie, wife, if you'd like to bring the offering up now, we will put it back again on the table as you leave if anybody wants to give who wasn't able to as they came in. But let's just bring it forward. Thank you. Let's pray. Lord, on this day of giving and receiving, we give to you our lives. And we give to you some of that which you have given us, that others may be blessed, that your kingdom may be extended, that others will know the love of Jesus. And particularly, Lord, we pray your blessing on Rowcroft Hospice, all the patients who are there at the moment, the staff who are caring for them, the visitors going to see them. And for its future blessing, we pray. Amen. Right, we now come to our Bible reading. Jean's going to bring this for us.
Right, the reading is on page 966 in the Church Bibles. It's Matthew chapter 2. Beginning at the first verse. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Thank you, Jean. So last Sunday, we heard how after the baby Jesus had been born, shepherds came to see him because angels had been told the baby lying in a food trough in a manger was the promised Messiah, the Saviour of the world, Christ the Lord. The shepherds went back to their sheep, glorifying and praising God for all the things they'd heard and seen, which were just as they'd been told. We also heard that Mary really didn't know what to make of all. I think you're a bit blown away anyway when you have a child. So much has gone on to bring this child. Wow, what on earth's going on? But she treasured up all the things and she pondered them in her heart. And I hope that you've had time to do that. And if you haven't already, then make sure today you have some time for pondering, for treasuring the things of Christmas. In today's reading, we have heard that the Magi, astrologers, wise men, had come from the east of Israel, probably modern-day Iran or Iraq. They'd been led by the sighting of a new star. There's been great excitement this year, hasn't there? And the Jupiter and Saturn being right next to each other. Was that the Star of Bethlehem? Who knows? I saw it last night, and I did actually see the two objects really close to each other. So that was very exciting. But we do know they had come miles and miles. They'd come to find the one who was born King of the Jews. And they'd come to worship him. They did find Jesus, and they did worship him, presenting him with treasures, their precious gifts. I wonder what Mary made of the Magi turning up. She'd already had shepherds turning up in the middle of the night, saying that angels had told them that Jesus was the Saviour. Then, on the eighth day, when she'd taken her son to be purified in the sacrifice that you brought to the temple, she'd had Simeon and Anna turn up, saying the most amazing things about their child. And now, she has these strangers, these Magi. We don't know how many there were. There could have been two. There could have been 22. We have no idea. But we do know a whole lot of guys turn up on camels and give precious gifts. What should she make of this? And what about us? What do we make of this story? Is it just a very good story? The greatest story ever told. Well, it's interesting. David Butler here preached on the first Sunday in Advent. And at the end of his message, I believe he said prophetically, predicting the future, that he hoped that whilst he'd set the scene for Advent, he looked forward to it being unwrapped over the coming weeks. How many people unwrap God's Christmas gift? How many will unwrap his gift this year? We have a video now, a story, and it's quite sad with its humorous elements, but it's quite a sad story.
just helped from number seven. They bought a present. Was this for me? Who is this from? Just pass it on.
Ashtrays for smoke.
We do not smoke.
Home, don't be smart.
Perhaps you could start.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Scripture at the end was, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You see what I mean? It'd been a sad story that had its humorous. I love the fact that they gave them bespoke ashtrays and they don't smoke. Well, maybe you could start. What a lovely Christmas gift. Wonderful. But everybody passed it on. Everybody passed it on. Now, it doesn't happen in any other context, really. Who's had Christmas gifts this morning? Has anybody had Christmas parcels this morning? Has anybody opened their Christmas parcels this morning? Ah, you have. Gay, you have. Yes? What was in your parcel?
Chocolates.
Chocolates. Anybody else opened a parcel this morning? Yes, Stephen? Socks. Connie, what was yours? Can you show us? What was in? Oh, hold it up so everybody could see. Turn it around. Oh, who's this and what's the name? Girl B. Wonderful. Now, what happened if Connie had been given, who is it from? Is it Santa, Father Christmas? Is it Father Christmas who brought it? Who?
Granny.
Granny Christmas. Yes.
No,
Granny Christmas. We'll do. Granny Christmas will do. You never know who's listening to this. So Granny Christmas brought you the present. What happened if you said, thanks very much, didn't open it, and gave it to somebody else? Granny Christmas wouldn't be very pleased, would she? I gave it for you. Not to pass on. How many people given a gift today won't open it? So we have, some of you may have spotted this, we have a beautifully wrapped, I know it's beautiful because I did it all by myself, a beautiful, Connie, as you're the one child here, little child, would you like to open another present? Could you do that for me? Help yourself. You can do it all by yourself. You can rip it open. Mum, you want Mum to help? Go on. The important thing about a gift is it needs to be unwrapped. You can open it on the top, probably. It's probably the safest way. What do you think it is? What is it, Connie? What is it?
I don't know.
That's a good answer. You don't know. So let's imagine this is God's gift to you. The good news is he gave it to you. The then really good news is you received it and unwrapped it. And so many people don't unwrap God's gift. Now, would you like to look inside? What's inside?
Paper.
Bubble wrap. Do you think that's the gift?
No.
Do you think that might be the gift?
Yeah.
Now this?
No.
No? No? What do you think might be the gift?
That log.
That log. Right. I want you to do something for me. Could you? No, I want you to do something. I'm going to take that. Tell you what, could you walk down to the back and give this to Ian? Yeah, I want Ian. That's right, Ian at the back with the dog. Connie, could you carry it? It's quite heavy. Yeah. Connie's had a look at it and she's seen a log. I want Ian, I want you to tell me what it is. And that's because you, Ian is very good at sensing things. Right, I'll come down so the microphone's within reach. So tell me what you can feel, Ian. A ceramic cross. Feel a bit more? Is there anything on the cross, do you think? The shapes. Can you feel the shape? What can you feel? Okay, Connie, do you want to have a look now? Just turn it round, Ian. Can you have a look? Others might be able to see. And I'll bring it up the front now. Mate, do you want to bring it back up with you to the front? Thank you, Ian. Perhaps you bring it up, and then, Connie, if you'd like just to take the cross out and just hold it so we can all see. Yeah, just turn it around, then everybody can see that. That's right. That's right. You can stand on that. Anyway, I'll do that. It'd be lovely. Thank you, Mum. You go sit. You sit down, Mum. Now, I find it really interesting. I love... Thank you, Connie, so much for saying what you saw. She saw a log. She saw a piece of wood. And this is the cross. Jesus on a piece of wood. This is God's gift. Because baby Jesus doesn't stay girl B. Jesus comes onto the cross. But you have to receive the gift. You have to see the gift. And in many ways, like Ian did, you have to feel the gift. You have to enter into the gift. Thank you so much. I'll prop that up there. What's our response to God's gift? We could be like Herod, who tried to get rid of Jesus because he wanted to stay in charge. We could be like the people in the video who receive the gift, but they never unwrap it. They never open it. They never discover the blessing inside the wrapping. How sad, but how true for so many. How many, they've seen the outward trappings of religion. They've got as far as the bubble wrap, and they rejected it because it's fairly useless. They've not found the gift. We could be like Mary, who treasured these things and pondered them in her heart. And that's a really good place to start. Today might be the first day you really realize that Jesus died for you. And it's time to ponder that. We could be like the shepherds who couldn't wait to find Jesus, and when they had found him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. Have you been told who Jesus is? Do you believe what you've been told? Have you found it to be true? If you know that everything that has been said about Jesus is true, then spread the word with joy to others. Maria, that's Gay Kennedy's daughter, has given me two big boxes of books. And they're Gay's Christian books. And I noticed yesterday, they're sitting in my car, I haven't had time to unpack them. There is a whole pile of Hope magazines. And even in the last few days, Gay had New Testaments, Gideon's New Testaments, and these Hope magazines from Gideon's, the good news for everyone, to give away to others. Until her very last days, she was spreading the word. I want to be like Gay in that respect. We could be like the Magi, who saw a sign that pointed to Jesus and wanted to find him. Wanted to meet him, wanted to worship him. It took a lot of effort and a lot of time. They had to put their lives on hold. These men, probably men, were probably respected advisors to the king, wherever they were from. Those who saw the stars and saw what was coming were considered a great blessing to those in power. But they put all that to one side to find Jesus. They were overjoyed when they saw the star because they knew it would lead them to Jesus. They were overjoyed when they met Jesus and they worshipped him. They gave him their best gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, out of all the treasures they brought with them. And the question I've got for you this morning is, have you seen a sign of Jesus? Do you want to worship the King of Kings? Will you leave everything else to one side to worship him? It will cost you everything to follow Jesus. He is not an add-on to your existing life. He is life itself. Jesus tells us to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow him. And I can tell you, if you give up a self-centered life, a sinful life, if you receive his forgiveness and his gift of the Holy Spirit, you will be filled with inexpressible joy, just like the Magi were. In yesterday's funeral, we had a long eulogy which Maria had written, telling the whole, a really lovely overview of the whole story of Gay's life. And we can see she had all sorts of difficulties, all sorts of troubles to go through, and coming close to death on a number of occasions. But she was filled with joy and peace in those last days that can only come from one place, and that's from God. She was living proof that what we're talking about today is true. The gift is real. This is an opportunity today for us to worship Jesus, to give him our lives and ask him to be our Lord and our Savior, to forgive us if we need forgiving, to help us if we need helping, to heal us if we need healing, to give us himself. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for Christmas Day. Please help us, like Mary, to ponder all the things we've heard and experienced this year about Jesus, who comes into the darkness as the light, who comes to the anxious and the sad with peace and assurance of his love. Lord, help us to believe who you are. Help us to joyfully spread your word, just like the shepherds did. And Lord, help us to persevere and keep on going, like the Magi did, in worshipping you. Even when it's difficult, when there's all sorts of things going on, so many things that seem much higher priority, Lord, help us to put you first, today and every day. Amen. We have two songs now to act as a response to God's gift, and they're two songs of worship. And our first song is the one we'll listen to. The words won't be up on the screen. We're just going to listen to. Rowena would be singing this to us live if she were here. But she's not able to be. And so she has recorded it for us. And it's, I Worship the Savior. And as you hear this song, give yourself to the Lord again.
I worship the Savior, I worship the King, I worship the one of whom angels did sing, the one whom the wise men with warm hearts did seek. At a manger they bowed and laid gifts at his feet. I worship the one who is Jesus. I worship the one who is born of God. I worship the one who is Jesus. I worship the one who is born, the Son of God. I worship the one of whom shepherds did find, old kings and prophets his birth prophesied. I worship the healer, I worship the Christ, I worship the one who's the way, the truth, the life. I worship the one who is Jesus. I worship the one who is born of God. I worship the one who is Jesus. I worship the one who is born, the Son of God. I worship the one who walks on the water. I worship the one who can say, peace be still. I worship the one who left all of heaven to be lifted up on a cross on a hill. I worship the one who is Jesus. I worship the one who is born of God. I worship the one who is Jesus. I worship the one who is born the Son of God.
And now we have a song of worship that you'll know well. And it ends with these words, "What can I give him? Give my heart." In the bleak winter. Before we come to close our service, have an opportunity to pray, particularly for those who have not yet unwrapped or opened God's Christmas gift. For those who walk in darkness without God and without hope in the world. Let's spend a moment praying for those that God puts on our heart today. Lord God, it is so sad that you have given a gift to everyone, that they might know forgiveness and peace, joy and love. They might know you now and for eternity. They might know the presence of your Holy Spirit to guide them as to the way forward. Lord, we pray for all those who are in darkness and without hope today. We pray that they may hear about your gift. They may open it, receive it, believe it, and live in it. Help us, Lord, to be examples of those who receive the good news and pass it on. Help us to celebrate today, to ponder and treasure all these things, to worship you with all our heart. Amen. So now may the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.